Welcome to the Brilliant Mompreneurs Podcast. I am Lonnie Jackson, your host and business coach here to help you create flexible business strategies that can adjust with the chaos of mom life, but still propel you towards your big dreams and goals for your family. If you're ready to double your income without doubling your to-do list and create flexible strategies that convert to income growth and leave mom guilt behind, then you're in the right place. We are dedicated to bringing mom entrepreneurs practical business tactics and strategies, but also sharing the real and raw stories of what it's like to juggle business and babies. We know you have big goals for your business that will give you the freedom you dream of for your family, and we're here to support you in every stage of your business with community, workshops, tutorials, and this podcast. Come on, join us and let's be brilliant together. Welcome back to another episode for the Summer Shorts series, where we're talking and giving advice and thoughts and business tactics and strategies in 30 minutes or less, or less than 30 minutes. So today is number 2 on the Summer Shorts, and we're going to be talking about 3 things you can do when you feel like you just cannot find your ideal client and you can't find someone to buy your product or buy your services and you're feeling frustrated. So when that happens, which we all hit those walls, even me, I totally have done that before. We're like, I just don't know where to find anybody. Nobody's converting. I don't know what to do to find a client, and kind of get into the doldrums. I'm going to give you 3 things you can do to make that turnaround. So number 1, you need to remember how you got your last client. Remember when you got that last client? Can you think about what happened before she said yes, before she signed the contract, before she bought the product? What were the things that you were doing before that last client? Oftentimes, we forget that we have already had success and there is a pattern and you can repeat those things. I was talking to one of my one-on-one clients who was starting a new leg of her business. And she's like, it was just pure luck. I happened to be in the right place at the right time. And then I found this person and we started this process and I offered her this. And I had to stop her. And I said, you know, it wasn't pure luck. Pure luck is, you know, finding $100 on the ground, right? But with her, she was, yes, had an opportunity come in front of her, but she recognized the opportunity. 2, she had been creating a relationship with the person that she was talking to, and she was sharing about her business and her success, and that led to the conversation and opportunity to expand into a new offering that she had never done before. And this often is happening behind the scenes, and we just kind of chalk it up to luck, or I was just in the right place at the right time. But there's more to it than that. 1, you were talking to another business owner and sharing about your struggles or creating that relationship, asking them questions, asking them what they need, asking them where their pain points are. If you have established a relationship with somebody, that is a foundation to someone buying from you. Relationships, as you know, I am big on relationship marketing. That is my strategy that I use for marketing my business, is to form relationships that will allow people to know, like, and trust me, to realize that I am invested in them, that I'm a safe place for them to talk, that I really am honestly interested in their business and their success. That breaks down a lot of barriers. So go back. Where did you find your last client? How did that happen? Maybe it wasn't the last client, the client before them. What was the differences between those last 2 clients? Did you do 2 different things? Were they in different places? Was maybe one talking to someone in person, or maybe was one in a Facebook group or a post that you made that stirred up a conversation? Go back. Think about, how did you find that last client or customer? Number 2. Refresh your market research. Some of you, I know, have never done market research, so maybe you need to do it to start with. And those of you that have done market research, you need to go back and refresh it. And maybe there are some things that are a little bit different about your audience now, or maybe your offering has changed slightly, or your audience has changed, and you know that you need to update your messaging. That is something that we should constantly be looking at. These big corporations are constantly researching us. They're constantly asking themselves, what do they want? What's going to catch their eye? What is trending right now? What is a unique way we can approach and show up? They're constantly doing research on their market. Are you? You need to refresh your market research. And if you've never done it before, it's time to get it done and time to go to that person who has bought from you and say, hey, why did you buy from me? What was the reason why you wanted to buy my product? What made you convert? What was your pain points? What were you feeling like before you bought the product? What are you feeling like after you bought the product? What success did you have? Ask those questions and use their words to then repeat them and advertise your services and your product. It is so impactful. Recently, I changed some of my marketing messaging from, I used to be double your income without doubling your to-do list. That was one of my things that I would say I help people do, is I help people double their income without doubling their to-do list. And that's really cutesy and fun to say, but it's not really clear on how they double their money and what kind of income they get. It's not really, really, really clear. So I realized that after doing some refreshing on my market research, that it wasn't clear enough for my audience. And so now I help mom entrepreneurs create flexible business strategies that pivot with the chaos of mom life, but still give you the freedom that you crave and the income that you want. So you can see how that changes from double your income to without doubling your to-do list to, I'm going to help you create a flexible business strategy that you can use with your mom life, not give you mom guilt, all of that, but still give you freedom and make you a lot of money. Yes, please. That sounds a lot more appealing than doubling my income without doubling my to-do list. So you can see how just a little bit of a refresh on your marketing can come from doing market research. Hey, is this clear? Is this messaging clear? Is this really reaching my audience? Are they resonating with it? Is it piquing their interest? That can make a big impact. And then number three, repeat, 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 repeat. You need to talk about your business, my friend. There is a trending sound on TikTok and Instagram that's like, if you want to have a business, you have to talk about your business. If you want to have a business, you have to talk about your business. If you want to have a business, you have to talk about your business. And as female entrepreneurs, we do not talk about our business enough. We post one time and then get frustrated, or we post for 3 days in a row and it's like, no one cares, and we give up. And I'm not giving you a hard time about that. What I'm telling you is you got to talk about your business more than one time, more than five times, more than 10 times. Don't stop talking about your business, and don't stop talking about your offer. Don't just engage with people. Tell them exactly what you are offering. Tell them what transformation you can help them with. Tell them that their pain point does not have to be their pain point for the rest of their life. You've got to repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. So go look and see if you've been showing up and making enough offers. If you've been showing up in other groups and looking for people who have that pain point that you can solve. If you've been on Instagram posting and saying, this is what I do, this is who I serve, and I have an opening right now, or product is available right now. If you aren't doing that, then no wonder we're not finding our ideal client. No wonder we're not making that sale. No wonder we're not signing that next contract or getting that next customer. They're not going to just randomly come across your post 6 days later and be like, that's what I need. Now, it can happen. And I'm so thankful it does, because there's been times where I've posted and ghosted and suddenly had a client sign up, and I'm really excited about that. But let me tell you, when I want to see growth happen, I go and make it happen by repeating. And as a clear example of something that I actively do in my business is my Facebook group is a funnel for my for me to get clients. So I have to tell people about my Facebook group in order for it to grow. Just because I made a Facebook group doesn't mean people are going to actually find it. Now, Facebook can recommend it if they Google, if they search Facebook and look for Mompreneur Facebook group, they might find me. But if I really want to see growth happen, I go and push it into other communities. And in other communities where they let you advertise yourself, I'll go in there and say, hey, I have this community for mom entrepreneurs, and I have a special market researched paragraph that I use, and it converts. And when I go out and I put it into other communities and I spend time marketing it, my community will grow by 20 to 70 people in a week. So I can definitely see the impact when I repeat it. And it's actually the same little blurb that maybe if you join my group, you found my group because of this little blurb, and it's impactful. And it's just, I do it over and over and over again, and I constantly see it convert because whenever I repeat it. Now, if I stop repeating it, guess what? My Facebook group kind of stalls out. And I can tell you by going to my analytics and seeing my group growth, oh, look, there's when I was advertising, there's when I was not. There's when I was advertising, there's when I was not. And so if you feel like you're not growing your community, if you feel like you're not finding your ideal client, if you don't know, like if you're feeling frustrated, here are the three things to do to get that refresh. Remember how you got the last one and repeat those steps. Refresh your market research. If your messaging is not connecting, go update it. And then number three, repeat. Talk about your business. Make the offer. And that is the simplest things to do whenever you need a new client. And I'm going to tell you on the back end for me as a business coach, these are the three things I do whenever I'm like, I need a new client. I'm going to lean hard into these three things. I'm going to go repeat the steps I did the last time I got a client. I'm going to go make sure my messaging is up to date. And I'm going to just go hard and repeat and say, I have availability. This is an opportunity. This course is for sale. This system's for sale. Come join us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I hope this inspires you to get out there and try again to find your ideal client, to find that next customer, to make that next sale. If you are just still struggling and you don't know where to even start with your market research, you don't know how to, you know, create your marketing strategy and like, what am I even going to post in these groups, and you're feeling stuck, I'm going to invite you to check out the Profitable Mom System, which is a system that every mom entrepreneur can use because it focuses on business foundations. So whether you are a lawyer, you're a designer, you're a blogger, you're a service provider, you're a freelancer, you're a virtual assistant, all of you and more can use this system that teaches you how to do market research, how to create relationships and do relationship marketing, and then how to nurture those people, how to create the marketing material, and then how to establish authority and make your offer so that they convert over and over and over again. Go check out the Profitable Mom System. You can get it right now for a discounted rate. The link is in my bio. And if you go to LonnieJackson.com/Profitable Mom System, if you just want to look it up right now, you can check that out and get a discounted rate. There's also a plus option where you get the whole system plus a one-on-one coaching call. There's limited amounts of these every month. and you get to get on a coaching call with me for an extremely discounted rate. Normally my one-on-one prices start at about $1,000 a month, but this is going to be under $400 for you. So go check it out, LonnieJackson.com/profitablemomsystem, and take advantage of that if you feel stuck, because I don't want you to be stuck. I want you to have a flexible business strategy that you are confident in, that is bringing you the income over and over and over again, and giving you freedom without feeling like I'm banging my head against the computer and feeling frustrated that everybody is leaving me behind and everyone can find their client but me. That is not what we want. So go do those three steps. Check out the Profitable Mom System. If you need somebody to help you, I'm here to help. I would love to be a part of your business strategy this summer. All right. This has been another summer short. Go forth and find that another client, and I'll see you next week on another episode. Thanks for joining us today on today's episode of the Brilliant Mompreneurs Podcast. You can get all of today's show notes at LonnieJackson.com/podcast. If you love this episode, take a screenshot of your screen right now and share it on your Instagram or Facebook page so your friends can come and listen too. And don't forget to tag me at Brilliant Mompreneurs so I can share the love right back at you. And we'll see you next week on another episode of the Brilliant Mompreneurs.